You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
The International Monetary Fund has noted that they are impressed with South Africa's current situation in some respects. They noted that the low inflation targeting, as well as our removal from the Financial Action Task Force's grey list, are two notable events that bode well for the South African story. There are still concerns out there around some other factors, but we're going to get into this in a bit more detail with the chief economist at Rand Merchant Bank, Isaiah Mhlanga, joins me on the line now to see what we make of it. Isaiah, always lovely catching up with you. Thanks so much for taking the time. Between low growth, a grey list, reciprocal tariffs, an inflation adjustment, one can't help but wonder whether or not South Africa is on the struggles package, so to speak. It seems as though South Africa has for many, many years been the tried version of, or the hard version of economics. Take me through just how important this shift and the sentiment shift starts to become for our country.
It's very important from several perspectives. The upgrade in the credit rating that we got from S&P, still with a positive outlook, which suggests the next rating might or is likely to be another rating upgrade over the next 12 to 18 months, is a big positive. The first upgrade in nearly two decades. That tells you that the economy has turned a corner. It's on a positive trajectory. Yes, in terms of economic growth, we still have low growth, 1% expectations this year. But there is an improvement that is envisaged next year. What is the implication of this? We have seen bond yields, which is essentially the interest cost that the state pays for borrowing money, declined by about 230 basis points since May, which says the cost of debt for the state declines, and that also filters through into the cost of debt for banks, the cost of debt for individuals, the cost of debt for corporates. So the whole cost of debt for the economy reduces significantly, and that's on the back of better fiscal management. It is on the back of, you know, economic reforms that we have seen in energy. Nobody talks about load shedding these days. We might talk about load reductions to an extent, but no one worries or thinks about load shedding when they go about their day-to-day decision-making. Some improvement on logistics, still early stages, but we have seen major strides from a, you know, legislative environment that sets the space for actual, you know, investments by the private sector into the logistics space. And then the grey listing matter that you raise, on average, countries take about 3 years to get out of the grey listing, which is exactly what we have taken, just under 3 years. It can take up to 5 years or never for some economies, which means we have addressed the 22 deficiencies quickly enough, aggressively enough, to get ourselves from that dirty list of countries that have deficiencies in dealing with money laundering, financial crimes, which means our country can be trusted again by investors without having to put question marks before they put capital into the economy. So it is a huge, huge, huge success in terms of turning around from a policy perspective, but we still lack fixed investment into the country, which means we still need to see business confidence rise. There's still more that needs to be done from a policy perspective to lift that business confidence that can ultimately lift economic growth and job creation.
Isaiah, let's take a look at the economy and kind of where we stand at the moment. You touched on the fact that we're not out of the woods yet, and this is a sentiment echoed by the IMF. And when we look at the geopolitical tensions that we've seen globally, when we look at the word resilient, I'm tired of hearing the South African economy being referred to as resilient. It really does sound like we got the toughest soldiers package that we could have found, and we've been running with that for the longest time. But let's take a look at perhaps the state of some of the key things that we can get done? Because from a recommendation perspective, the IMF has also put out a list of recommendations that could potentially be easy wins for us to implement if we are to start seeing more credible favor in capital markets, in global markets, and if we are to be an even more attractive destination. Can we look at just how we start to reposition South Africa, given that we have an opportunity to do that?
It's not really rocket science. We don't need the IMF to tell us what we should do. But yes, it's great if they can validate those points on what we need to do. It's the basics. Get the infrastructure working. Get logistics right. Our port efficiency. It's important for our mining sector, for our agricultural sector, the bulk goods movers and exporters. It's very important. Our rail infrastructure is important for the automotive sector. It's important for the mining sector. So let's get that sorted. Our water infrastructure. Any company that operates a manufacturing plant or a mining company that is mining gold, platinum, they need huge amount of water. And if our water infrastructure is not functioning, it means those companies are constrained and therefore they cannot grow, they cannot increase capacity of production, they cannot hire more people. So let's get the water issues sorted. It's issues of crime and corruption. When tourists look for destinations to go and visit, they tend to look at whether the country is safe for tourists or even for the locals, and they go to countries which are safer. We just need to sort our crime and corruption a little bit longer. And once we do all of those, which seems to be quite obvious, really, because everybody can think about how these things help the economy grow, how they can attract, investment. Let's just sort the basics. Once we do the basics, we will see confidence rise.
Isaiah, the IMF still noted that some risks remain from the South African story perspective and risks tilted to the downside. Are these risks enough to deter investment on a larger scale? Or is it at the point where if we address some of these risks, we could very quickly turn the story into an even more positive story?
The risks are large, but it always depends on whether those risks materialize or not. If you look at some of them, the risk that we don't sort our logistics quicker enough and a level that is sufficient to reduce the cost of doing business, the risk that we don't sort our water infrastructure, the risk that we have civil unrest because of high levels of unemployment. So the more we delay, in terms of seeing economic growth and job creation, the higher the likelihood of a social and civil unrest. But thank God we have social grants, that's the insurance we pay to make sure that we don't reach there quickly enough. But it's not sustainable. So those risks will always be there as long as we are not solving these network infrastructure issues quickly enough.
If we solve our problems and we solve them with haste, we can avoid certain risks materializing and we can finally get our country back to achieving its full potential. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Thanks so much to the chief economist at Rand Merchant Bank, Isaiah Mhlanga, for joining us to take a look at the latest sentiments by the IMF that South Africa is on the right trajectory.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.